Hello, everyone. My name's Mark, and I'm one of the pastors here at North Shore Alliance Church. And it's wonderful to have all of you here with us tonight. And I trust in some small way you being here tonight will play a part in just bringing blessing to your entire Christmas season. This Christmas season is the season for invitations. I suspect many of you have received many invitations over the past few weeks. And whether it's been to a band concert, to an office party, to a family gathering, or the like, it's possible that someone even invited you to come and join them here this evening. I've already been invited to any number of events, and a few of the events I've received an invitation by way of Evite. I think everyone here understands how Evite works. A host will send out an invitation by email with all of the details, the time, the place, the date. You can see who else has been invited. You can also see who's already responded with their yes. But the Evite not just extends an invitation to you, it also allows a mechanism for you to respond to let the host know whether you're planning to attend. Whenever you're given an invitation, the host wants to know, are you coming? Yes, maybe, or no. Are you in? Are you out? Are you biding your time and waiting to see if a better option comes your way? If you're like me, then some of the invitations that you receive with great joy and delight. You can't wait to attend. Other invitations, the moment you see them, you're filled with reluctance, while still others feel downright burdensome. But more often than not, it feels really nice to be invited, to be welcomed, to be wanted. And tonight, we stand on the eve of Christmas, and Christians all over the world have gathered on this night to celebrate that moment in history when God became human, was born as a little baby, and given the name Jesus. In one sense, Mary and Joseph, the angel choir, and all of the shepherds, they welcomed Jesus into the world. But in another sense, Jesus was born to welcome all of us. God became human so that we could become a part of God's family. In other words, you've been invited. Your name is on the guest list, and God is waiting for your response. Are you in? Are you out? Or are you biding your time and waiting for a better option? Now, there's lots of you here tonight that I don't know personally. I don't know your story. I don't know your experience of your family. But I do know that no two families are the same. You may be an only child, or you may be one of seven or eight siblings. You might describe your family as being particularly close, or your experience of family might be estranged. We all have different experiences of our families, but all of us long to experience love, to be included, and to feel like we belong. I've been married to my wife Naomi for nearly 20 years now, and we have two children, Luke and Anna. When my wife and I were first married, after a few years, we decided it was time to start our family, and a pregnancy quickly followed, and Luke was born. We loved our son, and we were delighted to be parents, and to celebrate all of those firsts. The first smile, the first steps, the first words. And when Luke turned about one, we decided it was time to add to our family, but months went by, and a pregnancy didn't come this time. Months turned into years, and we went to the doctor to find out what was going on, and our doctor told us that we shouldn't have been able to conceive the first time around, and so we pursued fertility treatment for a number of months, but after a couple failed attempts, we decided maybe this wasn't for us. I can remember one night going out on a date with my wife, and we planned to see a movie at the theaters just down on Esplanade and right by Lonsdale there. And so we bought our tickets early, and then we walked down to the Starbucks that's sort of on the corner. And on the way back from Starbucks, right there on Esplanade, my wife and I got into a massive fight. Now, my wife's heart was very tender over our inability to conceive. And my heart was tender too, but the two of us expressed our sadness in completely different ways. My wife will cry, and I will withdraw emotionally. And so there on Esplanade, my wife said to me, "Mark, I'm really upset about our infertility, and you're not. I really want to have another child, and you don't care. I want to adopt, but you don't." And the moment I heard the word adoption, I grabbed her arm and I dragged her to a halt. And my heart was just beating out of my chest. And I said, what do you mean you want to adopt? I've been wanting to adopt for months and months, but I was too afraid to say anything. And we stood there together on Esplanade, our argument long gone, and joy rising in our hearts. We were going to be parents again. We decided that we were going to adopt internationally from Thailand, but we thought long and hard about how to explain the concept of adoption to our 3-year-old son. And what we ended up doing is creating a kind of photo album that had all kinds of pictures with Luke and other special people in his life. And so there was pictures of Luke with his mom and dad, and pictures of Luke with his grandparents, pictures of Luke with his cousins and friends. And we sat him down one day and we said, Luke, you have lots of cousins and you have lots of friends, but you don't have a brother or a sister. And there are children all over the world that don't have a mom or a dad or a big brother like you. And before we could continue, Luke blurted out, I know! You could be their mom and dad, and I could be their big brother. And like the Grinch, our hearts grew about 3 sizes just in that moment. So over the next couple years, we went to adoption seminars. We met with social workers who needed to check us out. We submitted an application to adopt in Thailand. And after we were approved, we waited and we waited and we waited some more. But one afternoon when Naomi was at work, I got a call from our adoption agency. And they said, you've been matched. And we've sent you an email that has some pictures in it. It's there whenever you want to open it. But that's not the kind of thing I wanted to do alone. I had to wait till Naomi came home so we could share the moment together. And when we opened the email, these are the pictures that we saw. As soon as we saw the pictures, Naomi cried for joy. And my heart was overwhelmed with so much delight. I just began to laugh and laugh and laugh. And 10 months later, we got on a plane, Naomi and I and our son Luke, and we flew out to Thailand to meet Anna and welcome her into our family. Now, I remember those early days really well. Anna was 2 years old when we met her for the first time. And so when we brought her home to Vancouver, it took her a while to adjust to us. It took us a while to adjust to her. And it even took all kinds of people around us time to adjust. Because everywhere we went, people noticed right away that Anna doesn't look like us. And so we were the subject of all kinds of stares. About a year after Anna joined our family, Halloween time came around. And so Naomi and I bought Anna this beautiful princess costume to wear. And Luke, who was 6 at the time, took it upon himself to explain the whole concept of trick-or-treating to his 3-year-old sister. And so he said, Anna, what we do is we get dressed up, we knock on people's doors, and they give us candy. It's going to be the best night of your life. And it probably was. So we went out our front door. We went over to the very first house. And I sort of stayed on the driveway. Luke was holding his sister's hand. And they walked up to the door. And they knocked on the door. And when the homeowner opened her door, she took one look at Luke. And then at Anna. And then back again at Luke. And once more at Anna. And I could see from my vantage point, there was confusion all over her face. And finally she said to Luke, is this your sister? And while Luke's response was, yeah, it was clear from his tone that what he was really saying was, obviously this is my sister. He didn't even understand the question. Even though my son and my daughter don't look alike, they're family. The 4 of us were family. In John chapter 1, we read that in Jesus, God became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. No one has ever seen God, but Jesus, who is himself God, is near to the Father's heart. He has revealed God to us, and to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. The older I get, the more I've come to accept that things in life don't always turn out the way I plan. If they had for my wife and I, A second pregnancy would have followed, and we wouldn't even have known that Anna existed. My experience of family likely differs from yours, but all of us long to experience love, to be included, and to belong. And this Christmas, I want all of you to know that God has extended an invitation to you. The God who loves all of us became one of us for this very purpose. And like every other invitation you've ever received, your name is on His guest list. And our host is awaiting your response. To all who choose to put their trust in Jesus, to those who accept Him as Lord, they're welcomed into His family. Many years ago now, I said yes to God's invitation. And over the years, I have not received a better invitation yet. Perhaps this will be the Christmas where you say yes to becoming a part of God's family. I pray that you do. But in this Christmas season, may you experience friendship and laughter. And above all, may you experience the love that springs from being included in God's family. Amen.